listening on the party line, the Monticello party line, with Sarah and Maggie and Laurie and Paul, and Basil and Curly, Louisa and all. Each morning at your radio, all your good friends are saying hello. From Texas to Maine, our great friendship chain, we're friends on the party line. Oh, come listen in on the party line.
Well, Sarah, it looks like she's staying overnight anyway.
Who's staying, Aggie?
Well, seeing we're on the party line, I hate to come right out and mention any names.
Now I know who you mean. The girl that come to town today to visit Marilyn and her brother.
Sarah, the line.
Yes, and it's too bad, I think, too. Here it was beginning to look like David and Marilyn might be taking a fancy to each other. Now here comes this rich girl from up to Chicago with that fancy car and all, and... Well, you can't tell but what David Hunter might get some notions in his head.
Oh, goodness, I hope not.
You say, Clem said this young lady was real nice looking?
Oh, well, you know Clem. And he didn't say she was any Greta Garbo anyway.
It's funny the way she happened to stop Clem this morning on the street and ask him how to get to Carlton and Marilyn's house.
And then imagine Clem forgetting to tell me for half a morning.
Oh, I'd be glad if I was you.
Glad?
Well, I'd be glad if Curly forgot so easy, just in case a pretty young girl in a beautiful car stopped and talked to him.
Oh, my land, Sarah. As if you had to worry about Curly in that direction.
Well, no, thank goodness. Not so far, anyway. But you never know.
My goodness, like we've often said, Sarah, you and me can be thankful that Clem and Curly never was the kind to cast an eye after other girls.
Not so far, no, but you know what they say about the frisky 50s.
The what, Sarah?
The frisky 50s. You know, a person may have been perfectly sober and serious all his life, and then along about in his 50s, he kind of begins to cut up.
Well, I'd just like to see either Clem or Curly cut up. And not while you and me are around, Sarah.
Well, of course, not when we're around. But here we are busy in our own kitchens while the young girls can go flying around in limousines and sport roadsters and whatnot. Well, we'd have a hard time keeping up with them.
Oh, goodness, I wouldn't want to.
No, we wouldn't want to, no. But it might be different when the boys...
Honestly, Sarah, I think you got the blues today. Say, why don't you and Curly come over this evening and, we'll all have a taffy pull or something. It's just the weather for it.
Looks like a nice evening over at Clem and Aggie's home. Well, party liners, how's the weather out your way? Is it getting cold? Well, if it isn't, it soon will be, because this is the time for changeable weather. And that's a danger time, party line mothers. Children are subject to colds, and it's pretty hard to fight a cold once it's gotten started. So the best way for you to look to the welfare of the children is to see to it that they are kept regular. Pay particular attention to the children when they come home from school tonight. And if any of them are feeling headachy or cranky and ill-tempered and need a laxative, give them a spoonful of Dr. Caldwell's Syrup Pepsin. Dr. Caldwell's Syrup Pepsin combined with laxative Senna compound. Would you and your family like to try Syrup Pepsin absolutely free? Well, then, here's what you do to get a generous trial bottle. Send your request to Sarah and Aggie at this radio station. You get the special bottle and the Sarah and Aggie handy book absolutely free by return mail. By all means, write a card or letter requesting your free Syrup Pepsin to Sarah and Aggie today. Sarah is spelled S-A-R-A. Aggie is spelled A-G-G-I-E, and Syrup Pepsin is spelled S-Y-R-U-P, Syrup, P-E-P-S-I-N, Pepsin. Syrup Pepsin. Please write today. And now it's several hours later, and we look in on Marilyn Owens as she prepares dinner. A festive meal this evening because she's entertaining her friend Susan Mack from Chicago, and David Hunter is also to be a guest. At this moment, Marilyn's brother Carlton has just come home.
Hi, Gal. Smells like something darn good cooking out here.
Oh, hello, Carlton. You're getting home nice and early.
That's in Susan's honor. Well, where is she? I thought she'd be out here in the kitchen with you.
Well, I think she'll be here any minute. As a matter of fact, I expected her back quite a while ago.
Oh, where's she gone?
Oh, she said there was something the matter with a lock on one of her traveling bags. And I said if she'd like to have it fixed, why, Mr. Peters would be glad to do it for her.
Well, now, what's the matter with me? I'm not such a bad mechanic.
Oh, well, I thought Susan would probably like to have a look around town anyway. She drove over to the machine shop more than an hour ago. Goodness. Why, it must be an hour and a half ago.
Well, if she drove over, I'll bet a dollar Mr. Peters and his boys are looking over that yacht of hers. That's why she isn't here yet.
Well, it wouldn't take them an hour and a half to look it over.
Well, now, I don't know about that. It takes about half an hour to walk around the thing.
Yes.
I bet that outfit's only about a foot shorter than the Queen Mary. What a car. Boy, what a car.
And those were almost exactly the words that started a series of events which will long be remembered by Mr. Peters and his good friend Mr. Tuttle. You see, it just happened that Clem had stopped by at the machine shop to talk to Curly at the very moment that Miss Susan Mack was coming out of the shop, conducted to her amazing automobile by the proud proprietor of Peters' Machine Shop.
I certainly want to thank you for fixing this lock, Mr. Peters, but I wish you'd let me pay for it.
Why, the idea is such a little piece of dibble-dabble, I wouldn't know how to charge for that. Oh, well, Clem, hello there.
Where, just where are you two flying to in such a hurry? You leaving town?
Clem, this is Miss Susan Mack of Chicago, Clem. A friend of Marilyn Owens and her brother.
You're telling me.
Well, hello there. How are you, Mr. Tuttle?
Just fine, thank you, just fine. Didn't you know Miss Mack and me was old friends, Curly?
Well, why no, Clem. I didn't know any such a thing.
Why, yes, we met this morning.
I had the honor and the pleasure of welcoming Miss Mack to our fair city long before you was up stirring this morning, Curly.
Oh, well, that's nice. Glad to hear it, Clem. Well, I'll set your suitcase in the car for you, Miss Mack.
Thanks very much. Up in the back of the seat will be just fine. I want to get it out again in a minute anyway.
All right, then. Up she goes. There we are.
Yeah. How many cylinders she got, girlie?
16.
Wee, you. 16? God damn it. Say, Curly, you realize there's 16 cylinders straining at the leash inside this here boat?
16 yeah. Cylinders? Oh, my. Why, that's enough for four cars like the one I got, Miss Mack.
Well, of course, it's silly to have so many. I mean, you don't need them, but it's fun.
My goodness. 16 cylinders all in one car.
Say, how much mileage do you get with a boiler like car like this now?
Oh, about 8 or 9.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
8 or 9 what?
8 or 9 miles.
8 or 9 miles per what?
Why, per gallon.
Why, sure. What'd you think, Curly? Per spoonful?
8 or 9 miles per gallon? Oh, well, my goodness, if Mama and me don't get 18 or 20 on our old bus, we feel like there's something wrong somewhere.
I know, isn't it awful? But the tank holds 40 gallons, so I don't have to stop very often for gas after all.
Oh, Clem, did you hear? 40 gallons.
Yeah, about what I thought.
Oh, my.
Say, how'd you like to sail up to Ted's pump some morning and say, well, Ted, my boy, guess I can't take much this morning. She's about a quarter full right now. Better just give me about 30 gallons.
That would be good, that would. Oh, my. Oh, my. But think of having to pay for that many gallons every time you stop for gas.
Oh, it's worth it, Curly. It's worth it. Look at the lines on this crate.
Oh.
Look at that hood.
Yes.
The hood alone is longer than your car and mine put together.
Oh, it's a beaut. It's a beaut, Clem.
Can't you just imagine whizzing along Highway 10 in this rocket, Curly?
Oh, boy.
Boy, would they move over to let you get past in an outfit like that. A touch on the horn.
Hey, oh, pardon me. Listen to that.
Didn't mean to be monkeying with your car, Miss Mack.
Well, that's perfectly all right.
I just touched her, and presto.
Clem, you scared me again.
Guess I put my hands in my pocket.
You can certainly blow that horn all you like, so long as nobody else objects to the noise.
Noise? My dear young lady, that's music. Pure music. Boy, what a horn. And what a car. What a car.
Well, look. Would you gentlemen like to take a spin? Wouldn't you like to try it out and see how it rides?
Just how did you mean?
Well, I mean, if you like the car, I thought you might enjoy taking a spin. Unless you're too busy, of course.
Oh, busy? Well, not me. I was just passing by to say hello to Mr. Peters here. Why, I haven't got a thing to do.
And how about you, Mr. Peters?
Me? Well, there was a slight job of soldering.
A slight job of soldering, Curly. How often are you and me going to get offered a chance to ride in a boiler like this? Of course, if you don't want to go.
Want to go? Well, my goodness, there ain't anything I was ever so interested in taking the ride in. Not since we used to have horses on the fire engine.
Well, then, won't you come along, Mr. Peters? Just for a little drive?
Well, shucks.
Why, sure he will. Just a gallon's worth, Curly. 8 or 9 miles. Hop in, little lady. Yeah, this is going to be a real treat.
Wouldn't you like to drive, Mr. Tuttle?
Why, sure. I'll be... Oh, me? Drive this locomotive?
Well, yes. You do drive, of course.
Oh, yes, I drive, but just automobiles, little girlie. Just plain ordinary gas buggies, not one of these here dry land steamships. You first, my dear young woman. I ain't got my engineer diploma quite yet.
Come along, Mr. Peters. Unless, of course, you are afraid of trusting me to drive carefully.
Why, the idea, shuck. Move over, Clem. I'll just go along.
Good. I think you'll enjoy it. Especially since both of you gentlemen seem to be interested in cars.
Oh, we've had some little experience in the lower ranks of automotive art, but this is flying pretty high for us, eh, Curly, old boy?
Oh, it sure is, Clem. It sure is. There now. I hope I'm not crowding you, Clem.
That's perfectly all right, Curly. Perfectly all right.
Well, if we're all set, here we go.
Hello, Aggie, it's me again.
Sarah, I don't know what could be keeping him. Clem still ain't home, and here it is after 6.
Neither's Curly. I just can't understand it. I just called the shop again, and nobody answered.
And I called John at the drugstore, and Clem hasn't been in there since morning.
Of course, they may just have stopped and talked on the way home.
No, Sarah. The funny part is, John says Curly's car is outside the machine shop, and Clem's is parked down on the square, right where it's been for hours.
Aggie, where can those boys be?
Oh, I wish to goodness I knew.
Oh, dear. I told you, Aggie, I've had the queerest feeling all day like something was going to happen to Curly.
What has happened to Curly? And to Clem? And to pretty Miss Susan Mack with her luxurious car that so captured the fancy of Clem and Curly? At Marilyn's house, a dinner is waiting, and a dinner guest, too. Where has our gay party gone in the handsome car? Can there be any significance in Sarah's fear of some impending trouble? Let's not miss the next news on the line. Party liners, if you're feeling depressed and grouchy due to a condition of sluggishness, take a spoonful or two of Syrup Pepsin tonight. Perhaps mild, gentle, delicious Syrup Pepsin is just what you need to help to put you back in regular working order again, to make you good company, make you smile again. You see, Syrup Pepsin actually encourages nature herself to get back to work. That's why it's a friendly help that you reduce gradually and take less and less until you're back on regular routine. Because it's an ideal laxative for every member of the family, it's very economical. The only laxative you need in the house. You'll like Dr. Caldwell's Syrup Pepsin. I just know you will. Get a bottle this very day at your own drugstore. Or, if you want to try it free, write for the special trial bottle to Sarah and Aggie at this radio station today. Where are Clem and Curly and Susan Mack? What has happened to them? Be sure to be on the party line tomorrow.